Happy Advent! As we prepare to welcome Jesus once again into the world, we intentionally set aside time each day to listen, meditate, and talk to God. Preparing for Jesus involves much more than buying presents and organizing parties. The more we devote ourselves to learning about the world into which Jesus was born, the more deeply we will understand what it means to welcome Him into our world. Join us as we seek to welcome Jesus with our whole heart, mind, body, and strength this Advent season. Hi, this is Pastor Jill from First Lutheran Church in Columbia Heights, Minnesota. Welcome to our Advent podcast. This Advent season, our church is studying a book called The First Advent in Palestine. The author's name is Kelly Nikundeha. I'm sure I said that wrong. I am sorry, Kelly, out there. But I encourage everyone to pick up this book, and the information about how you can purchase it will be in the show notes for this episode. Each chapter will have a Bible reading attached to it. And so in preparation for our discussion about the first chapter, I am going to read a portion of 1 Maccabees to you. So this is 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verses 20 through 33. This comes during a time of great turmoil for the people living in Israel. This is before what we read about in the Gospels. After subduing Egypt, Antiochus turned back in the 143rd year and went up against Israel and came to Jerusalem with a strong force. He arrogantly entered the sanctuary and took the golden altar, the lampstand for the light, and all its utensils. He took also the table for the bread of the presence, the cups for drink offerings, the bowls, the golden censers, the curtain, the crowns, and the gold decoration on the front of the temple. He stripped it all off. He took the silver and the gold and the costly vessels. He took also the hidden treasures that he found. Taking them all, he went into his own land. He shed much blood and spoke with great arrogance. Israel mourned deeply in every community. Rulers and elders groaned. Young women and young men became faint. The beauty of the women faded. Every bridegroom took up the lament. She who sat in the bridal chamber was mourning. Even the land trembled for its inhabitants, and all the house of Jacob was clothed in shame. 2 years later, the king sent to the cities of Judah a chief collector of tribute, and he came to Jerusalem with a large force. Deceitfully, he spoke peaceable words to them, and they believed him, but suddenly fell upon the city, dealing it a severe blow, and destroyed many people of Israel. He plundered the city, burned it with fire, and tore down its houses and its surrounding walls. They took captive the women and children and seized the livestock. Then they fortified the city of David with a large, strong wall and strong towers, and it became their citadel. Here ends that reading. And then a reading from Lamentations. The Hebrew people, the Jewish people, have had a lot to lament during their time on earth, and this comes from one of the books of lament. This is Lamentations chapter 1, verse 2. She weeps bitterly in the night, with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Here ends our readings. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we enter this season of waiting and expectation, prepare our hearts to be close to you. Help us to understand your arrival in this world and in our lives with deeper insight. Bless our readings and our time with you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.